Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's find out what's happening with your San Diego Padres.
That's a fair ball. Call fair over the bag at first base.
It's time to go inside the clubhouse on Friar Friday, right here on Gwynn and Chris, on your home of the Padres, 97.3 The Fan.
Friar Fridays, and we are at Petco Park, and one of our favorite Friars, Mr. Franmil Reyes, joins us here on Gwynn and Chris. How are you, big fella?
I am good. How are you guys?
Has anybody ever called you anything but big fella? Like, ever? Have you ever been like the little fella in any circumstance, anywhere?
That will happen. Oh, yeah. Some people do it for fun.
For fun.
Yeah.
It's like calling you smalls even though you're big, right? I got you.
Okay, I got you. Hey, how'd that home run feel last night? Take us through that. I mean, you've been swinging it, I think, pretty good all year. And it seems like the last 3 or 4 weeks you've been starting to get some good results.
Feel great. I mean, 3-2 count, I got the pitch I was looking for, and thank God I got it done.
I want to ask a little bit about that first 3-4 weeks of the season where you're lacing balls up and they're seeming to find a defender every swing. Was it frustrating, and how did you try to stay away from falling into the trap of trying to do more even though you were swinging the bat so well?
I mean, obviously, us, like as a player, we feel bad sometimes, but I would say if we can't control where the ball is going to land, we're going to be hitting over 500.
Right.
I was hitting the ball hard. I was trying to stay in the same thing I was doing, and finally they're getting and landing where nobody can catch it.
That's what I said. I said he's got to start hitting it where they can't catch it. That worked out pretty well for you. Franmil Reyes is with us, SDCCU Fan Hotline. It's Friar Fridays. Do you feel the love from the fans in San Diego? I think everybody just is a Franmil Reyes fan. I haven't met anybody yet who isn't.
Yeah. Like I am always in social media, and I see all the comments from the fans on sharing on the Franimal. I love it.
The Franimal.
Yeah. Really love the love they're showing for me and for the team.
Now, one of the things I noticed about you last year, you came back up the second time, and when you got to two strikes, you would spread out, kind of get a little wider in the box. This year with two strikes, you're not doing that as much. Is that just a sign of you being comfortable, however, in your normal stance, even with two strikes this year?
No, something that I don't know if you guys knew, I for something between two-strike approach and less than two strikes. So now my batting stance is basically like between those two. And you just stay there. Yeah. I feel really comfortable with that.
What size bat do you use? I'm curious because it looks like it's a pencil in your hands.
Is it
bigger than a lot of other guys' bats? Or is it normal size or what?
Last year I was swinging 33 and a half, 31. This year I'm swinging 34, 32.
So you went up a little bit this year.
Yeah, just a little,
it blew my mind. I came down in Cincinnati. We was there. I said, man, let me hold your bat. Because I kept looking at him, and I was like, this bat looks super small. And I picked it up. I was like, this is a 33 and a half. And he was
that's
like,
it.
Yeah. But that was what that indicated to me that you understood what was needed at the plate.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't up there swinging a heavy bat. You wanted to control the bat a little
of course.
Bit. And
I like to feel my bat.
Okay. Yeah.
He also likes to feel the ball hit the bat. And we asked him down in Peoria how he's able to hit the ball so hard. He had the best answer of the season. Do you remember what you said? I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
That's what you said. I'm a big guy, so I hit it a long way. How do you control not over swinging, though? Because it does seem as a big guy, you feel there's probably times you come up and go, man, I really want to crush one here. And that doesn't always serve you well as a hitter.
I have seen some pitches this year and last year. Some pitches I'm looking for, and I miss a foul ball because I swing over hard. Mm-hmm. So I try to stay away from that and just put a good swing on the ball. I know it's going to go far.
Franmil, for you personally, like, What do you think your ceiling is? Because when I watch you, man, I think you could be one of these guys in this league that's not only a guy who drives the ball to the bar park and drives in a whole bunch of runs, but you could be a guy that hits for a high average. And it just seems like each and every at-bat you take, you're getting better and better. I mean, it is a goal for you to be an all-around offensive player, because in the game today, you really only have to hit some homers and get on base a little bit, right?
Yeah. Tony, I really don't want to be just a big guy who hit homers. Yeah. I want to be a hitter.
Like it. Yeah.
Every time I talk to my hitting coach, and Damon Insley is that word that they always told me. You are a good hitter with power.
Right. It's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Good way to look at it. Franmil Reyes is with us. It's our Friar Friday interview here at Petco Park. Last thing, my friend, as this season goes along and you look back at last season, what do you think you have improved upon the most this year from last year?
I'll say my defense. Like, always, yeah. my answer will be my defense. I know my defense is not in the high level, and every day I work on my defense, I know I'm going to be a better player and take myself to the next level.
What type of things do you want to see yourself improve defensively? I mean, we know you can catch the ball.
Yeah.
So what are the things that you're trying to improve out there?
It's just like in the jumps on the baseball. Try to get quicker to the ball. Obviously, I'm working with my strength conditioners every day, game running out there and try to practice in the BP too.
Franmil Reyes, thanks so much for joining us. I just wish one more thing before we let you go. You're a Major League Baseball player. Try to have a little fun out there.
Oh, yeah.
Because clearly you have a hard time.
He seems to have a problem in that area. No, he doesn't. We love him. The SS Reyes, Franimal, big fella. Thanks so much
All
for taking
those.
The time. All
Thank
of that.
You. One more thing. Manny Margot just got a haircut.
What? That's nice.
Oh, that's going to be going viral.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.